Hello, everyone. This is Mrs. A, Parshas Kisisa. So I was looking over this week's Parsha, and there are a tremendous amount of binyanim. There's Machasis HaShekel, there's Chayta Egel, which is huge. And I noticed there was another smaller inyan that I was intrigued by. There's the Kior, which is like the wash basin. And of course, for me, we mentioned the Kior, and I immediately remember the Neshem Sidkanios in Mitzrayim, because the Kior ultimately, which is really next week's Parsha, ultimately it's comprised of the mirrors, the donation of the mirrors from the women in Mitzrayim to make that Kior. So that's immediately what I remembered. And I think about those mirrors, and I think about mirrors and what they do and how they're used to reflect things. And I immediately remember this one story of a younger relative of mine when she was very little. And in my house, we have huge mirrors right by windows. And she used to come toddle over to the mirrors and look at herself in the mirrors and talk to herself in the mirrors and make up whole like stories in the mirrors. And it was very cute. And I'm like, right, this is what little girls do, right? Like, we're drawn to those mirrors and how, like, what the purposes of these mirrors are, and how part of the purpose is to reflect ourselves, and how they were used in Mitzrayim, and how the Neshem Sidkanios used them to build relationships even. And that was very, very interesting. That's really next week's Parsha, but this week's Parsha is where the Kior is introduced. And there are some very interesting aspects of the Kior that are introduced in this week's Parsha. The first thing that's mentioned, which really Svarna talks about, is that how the Kior is completely separate. It's almost given its own separate distinction from the other Kelim in the Beis HaMikdash. It's the other Kelim in the Beis HaMikdash, Svarna says, were used directly in the Avodah. The Kior was very separate. It wasn't used directly in the Avodah. It was really used as Hachana, as preparation for the Avodah. That's where the Kohanim and the Levium would wash their hands and feet with water from this wash basin. And it's really separate. It's not directly involved, but the Kohanim have to do this before the Avodah. And it's really required. It says in the Pasuk, it says, V'rachatzu yadehem, this is Pasuk Chaf Aleph, V'rachatzu yadehem v'ragleihem v'lo yamusu v'haysa lehem chok Olam lo lazaro lidarusam, that they washed their hands and feet and they would not die. And it was for them a chok forever, for their children and for all generations. And Rambam comments on this that really they had to wash their hands and feet. Otherwise, they could incur misa bidei shamayim. Like, this was not a nice thing to do. This was a chok. This was something significant and integral to their avodas Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash. So it's just very interesting that it's given that kind of significance, almost like separate but integral. And it's just an interesting component of this parsha, very small, but like you could blink and miss it, but like it's there. There's another very interesting aspect to this week's parsha that someone else in my family pointed out, and it had to do with the aliyahs. And how usually we separate the aliyahs, and they're more or less separated equally, divided equally. But in this week's Parsha, they're very, very, very much not. The Kohen and the Levi get the bulk of the psukim, like that. Those two aliyahs get almost everything. And then the other aliyahs get like the remainders. And the Magen Avraham talks about why this is, especially in the Aliyah for Levi. That's where the Chayta Egel happens. And he says, we want to be sensitive to the Yisrael. Can you imagine if it was divided equally, Yisrael would get an Aliyah, and he's standing up there as we're reading about this horrible Chayta Egel that his forefathers did. And it could be incredibly embarrassing. And we want to be sensitive to people. So we put it by Levi. They weren't part of the Chayta Egel. Therefore, they're not going to feel the same busha that somebody who was a Yeshua would feel. And we're very, very sensitive to that. And I saw these two inyanim, these two things in the parsha, or about the parsha, the division of the aliyahs and the kiyur. And it was very interesting. I think about the mirrors and what mirrors are meant to do and how we could become engrossed in our own image in that mirror. And it's very much about ourselves and our relationship with ourselves. But we see the women in Mitzrayim really use those mirrors to build relationships with others. And part of this is really more my idea. Part of building relationships with others is being sensitive. And we see that in this parsha also. We all have that extreme sensitivity to things. Certain things we're very sensitive about. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. But if we can channel that sensitivity, almost that mirror, as opposed to highlighting our own things, but using that sensitivity for others, to be sensitive to others. We all know how mirrors can sometimes accentuate certain things that we don't want to see. But if we can turn that mirror to accentuate beautiful things in others, that can really build the relationship. And we can kind of take that lesson from the parsha of sensitivity towards others. We can use that koach of sensitivity and reflection that is kind of hearkened to in the kiyur, and we can then use it to build those relationships. After all, the Kohanim and Levim had to wash their hands and feet before they did the avodah. What was the avodah if not building a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And we too, we can use our sensitivities and be sensitive to other people in order to build those relationships with them. Have a beautiful week, ladies, and a beautiful Shabbos.